Live from my little office. I don't know why I just said that, but I felt like I could. And so tonight we will be talking about how to save AMC One Life to Live. We will talk about General Hospital, about our favorite cup of Lazon. But I first want to say what I've been dying to say ever since last night happened at approximately 8 o'clock for me. I was watching my TV shows and I got a text saying Bin Laden is dead, and I'm thinking, no, this cannot be happening. They didn't actually get the bastard, and I'm thinking, so I turned on the news, people, and there was Bin Laden is dead, and I'm thinking, okay, and do not send me hate mail what I'm about to say. Okay, so, people, in the last 12 years, 10 years, Saddam Hussein got it. Electrocuted. Scott Peterson got the death penalty cell, but hasn't been fired for that. And so this is my thing. Okay, they already got Bin Laden. They already got Bin Laden and Saddam. So now I think, everyone, that the American government or the army or whatever should go after Brian Fontenot next. Well, the American government needs to shut him down and accidentally kill him. Okay, so a lot of people are on the phone line. I'm bringing my co-host Terry on first.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
I can't believe you said that.
Why? Why? I mean, why can't you believe I would say something crazy like that?
Oh, sorry. I'm like, I heard my name being called. Okay.
Oh, I hate that. Okay,
yeah.
The caller number tonight is 347-850-8721. Call us, shout about any soap, any primetime thing, you know. Colin and say Jason and Liz are the best fucking couple on this planet.
Jason and Liz are the best effing couple on the planet, and Jason and Sam are the most
hated.
Yeah, well, I'm
hated.
Trying to think of another word, but hated
okay.
is a good one. Okay,
sweetie, we have callers. We actually have the...
We do.
Swiss bulb lighting up, so I'm going to bring people
okay.
on.
Just go do your thing. 360,
you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Amy.
Hi. What's up?
So what did you think of my little opening?
It was interesting.
I know, now that we got Bin Laden, why don't we go for prom?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Okay, I'm bringing on the rest of people, too. 3, 2, 1, you're on the air with us.
Oh, they say things happen in 3, so let's
exactly. Okay,
yeah.
And Audrey, Audrey, you're on the phone right now. So
I don't want nothing bad to happen to them. I just want them out, gone. You know,
need to be out.
I'm,
he needed to be out like a long time ago.
To be
same,
out,
same,
but
same.
the way I'm. Figuring this,
it's so
you know what?
What he's doing, it's just, it's sick, and it's, I don't know how he continues to bring
I know,
it on
every
his
day,
own.
I know, every day after work, because One Life to Live has been really good lately. I've been loving it, you know, and it's going to get better, and I'm thinking, how dare he get rid of a really good show, not only this show, but AMC, and I'm like, I get kind of sad every time I watch One Life to Live now. I'm like, no more John and Natalie, you know,
yeah,
no more Steve Buchanan
Jessica. It's not even about couples anymore, really. It's
about the genre. Yeah.
You know what? But people. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that it's so damaging, and I don't know how he's still in the position he's in.
I know,
I
me
just
neither.
Don't get
I don't.
It. Who has? You know what's going on there? It just seems kind of funky. I don't know, but
You're talking about combined 80-something years of
I know.
Life being on the air. And even though my sister doesn't watch soaps anymore, we were talking about the royal wedding and stuff. And I go, do you remember watching Diana's royal wedding? She was like, no, back in those days I was watching the soaps because she used to watch AMC and One Life to Live too. And it's like, you know, it's like even though she doesn't watch it, but you could have a conversation with somebody. Somebody in your life watched it. You know,
exactly.
They don't watch it now.
Yeah,
they
I've
did.
Watched
and,
it since I was in my mother's belly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
know. It's like, okay. We have Chris on the line and Denise, Wright, and Amy, right?
Yes. Hi, Carly.
Okay, good. Good. Hi. So, no, I mean, I thought about this and this is like my crazy thought on the whole thing. He took 84-year history away from the American people. It's almost taking my grandmother's AIDS and dumping her, like, in a garbage.
Yeah, my dad,
I mean,
too.
That's,
I know, my dad,
know,
too.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, they want to say, you know, buzzercuts, and I am really upset that we listen to Kelly. I love Kelly, but I'm not upset with her. Friday they had Fenora Hughes on and Eva LaRue, Callahan, ex-Callahan, and you would think they would talk about the cancellation with one of those, Fenora, Eva.
I don't get it.
You know what? I was watching this and I'm like, wait.
They should pay respect to where they came from, to their roots, so to speak. If it wasn't for the soap, they probably...
this isn't the first shows that he's canceled either.
Yeah.
For
Tomorrow. He was on CBS. He was over at CBS. He canceled Search for Tomorrow at CBS. Then it went to NBC, Search for Tomorrow. Then he went over to NBC and canceled it on NBC, too, Brian Broad.
Apparently he did things in Europe.
He
was in Europe, too.
Yeah.
And
Those shows got canceled too. You know, I think the fans would run ABC Daytime better than he would. That he does. They'd have to find real first.
Someone will pick them up because, I mean, these pilot shows could fail in their first pilot show, you know? Ratings could be so bad, they stop the show, they cancel the show. It happens all the time. So to say that they'll never get him back is just ridiculous. He can't say that. You know, someone, if you got money, you can do anything you want, you know what I mean?
And you know, the sad thing is that One Life to Live is under budget. They have been under budget.
Yes.
They've been working under budget.
If they wrote for the fans, ratings would be so high, they wouldn't have a budget problem.
That's the reason. I'd go back in droves to watch it again.
Okay, 443, you're on the air with us.
Hey guys, it's Candace.
Oh, hey, Candace. Hey, I have a question. Do you watch One Life to Live?
I do.
It's good now. It's really good right now. I love it. It's going to get better. I've watched spoilers.
The storylines are good. Like, the writing has been superb in forever. Like,
yes. Did you watch the Vicky episode, the 49th anniversary?
Wasn't that great?
It was good. That was the best.
I haven't watched any of the ABC soaps since.
Well, go watch.
December 2008.
Watch this.
You need to go watch One Life to Live.
Go on YouTube.
But
right
I don't want to give.
Yeah, go on YouTube. I feel bad that I can't.
You know, support the actors and stuff, and I want to, but I don't want to support him. I refuse to pay him for those shows.
I
feel really bad saying that. Did I miss the,
you know,
the
I
actors
wanna,
and stuff?
Before I forget, I do want to address something. I am so sick and tired of all these bad spoilers coming out with, you know, even One Life and More like the General Hospital.
Yeah, you don't
like
General Hospital spoilers coming out.
Steve tweets, I got to work with Becky today. 5 hours later, Sam says,
okay.
Oh, a pregnancy. Let me tell you guys now, and I want you guys to all weigh in on it. Sam will not have a baby. I mean, if there's a baby, then she screwed someone else. You know, I mean.
Oh, yes, she did. I'll tell
you.
Yeah,
and you know what?
No way.
Yep, and another thing is, I want to say loud and clear, Zeke is alive.
Oh, yes, he is.
Zeke.
She is so alive. And why? I want to know why Steven is avoiding his sister.
I know. I read the spoiler. I was like, what is that about? Unless he had something to do with
it. Yeah, I mean, that
doesn't
make sense.
What is he doing? What is he not doing?
I think he's hiding something, and it's sad, but I think he is. Maybe something.
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe he knows. Maybe he's protecting Jake. I mean, I don't know, but
maybe,
it's very
yeah.
fishy.
There's
very,
gonna be
very
a huge
fishy.
Backlash.
Oh
if
God!
This, if
did
this
he post him? Oh my God! Okay, somebody said in chat room that she about puked when she saw that Jason proposing to Sam. Is this recent?
You know what? You guys were. Okay.
Oh, my God.
We
okay,
you know
wait.
What? Tweeted you know
that
what?
Was give a ring.
I would rather him propose to her, and they almost get married, and then big click boom happens, and Jake's
yeah,
alive.
Maybe.
Rather than
yeah.
his baby shit.
I know. That's true.
Seriously. I would. But I don't think there's
you know
going to be
what?
A wedding.
What is that? No,
know.
No. What does she mean? No, no. Does that was it in the
no,
spoiler?
No,
oh, in the
no.
spoiler. In the
you
spoiler.
Know what, yeah, but,
oh. Okay. Hasn't been on screen yet. Okay. So okay. I could
yes,
relieve.
I'll come
I could read.
Yeah.
I could just sigh. I could take a sigh of relief. No, it hasn't been seen yet. Okay.
There's
you
a
know
spoiler
what?
Out.
There's a spoiler out there that
spoiler
says
now?
That he proposes to her. To proposes
well,
to that.
Well, you know what? I
yeah,
am not worried
that,
about
it.
One,
I'm not really worried about it.
I'm not either.
I'm not really worried about it. Liaison
you know,
is coming.
Because Liaison is coming, you guys.
Turn.
And a click, boom, is about to come down on Zaytim, I believe, and Ariel, too. You know,
yep.
Area
yep.
2 is dead and over. I'm sorry, all you Area 2 fans out there, but your time has came and gone, and so is a flood.
Yeah. That boat ended as soon as Jonathan Jackson left.
You know, I used to really like him, and now I don't know, since he came back, I don't like him anymore.
No,
yeah,
I seriously don't care for him.
I like him.
Much of, I don't know. It's just the way he. I don't know.
It's just the way that they brought him.
Back.
I think it's
he's a terrific actor. I really do.
Yeah.
You
know,
I had an encounter
with Jonathan Jackson a long time ago. I saw him at Magic Mountain. I was standing in the line. And this is when he was on General Hospital, or he just left. And I was like, he looks so freaking familiar. And it was Jonathan Jackson with his brother and his family. I was like, oh, my. And I was standing right behind him the whole time in the line.
And
so was like,
oh, my God. Okay.
What?
Okay, I'm going to say something right here. See Beth is saying something in the room, and I want to dig. I heard that Bay Area 2 is what actually say Becky. The positive response by that guy on your two fans.
Well,
wait a moment. Wait a moment.
Okay.
Amy, you take this because you know I'm going to go off. Amy and Chris, take this.
Yeah, you will go off. You'll go off really bad.
Well, I do too, but I don't know. I just think there's change needs to happen, and it needs to happen now, not, you know, tomorrow or, you know what I mean? It has to happen now.
Because
I agree.
And I'm just going to add to that, because look at One Life to Live at AMC. General Hospital can be put on the bus at any moment,
too. I mean, they're there.
Too.
They can bring it back up within a week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, within a freaking week, they could be back on top.
Yeah, they could.
And it could be. But believable, too. Believable, too. That's the big thing.
Because
believable.
I mean, with One Life to Live lately, I've been watching it. I've been really hooked on One Life to Live. I haven't been hooked on a show for a long time. And I'm thinking, they're going to, you know, the ratings have been really good for this recently. And I'm thinking, I read the spoilers coming up. I'm like, wow, I'm actually looking forward to watching it in the month of May. And it's been a long time since I've said that about a soap, but I'm really looking forward to One Life, and it makes me bitter. It's bittersweet because it's getting better, and then they're like, it's on the chopping block.
I'm stuck in a crosshairs here because, like I said, I want to watch for the actors, but I don't want to watch because of him.
I know what you mean.
That's why I said go on YouTube.
Yeah,
I can't justify myself watching the show and giving
Okay, see, Beth goes, call me on Colby. It's not my opinion. And that's just what I heard. They didn't have a story for Becky,
And that's why they decided to write her off. And then when like Ariel 2 was getting a positive response, so they decide to...
I have a feeling
you know what?
I'm just going to say that I have a... It was everybody. It wasn't... I think it was just everybody... fighting for her. I don't think it was
absolutely.
Any.
Absolutely, it was.
I don't think it was.
Every
yeah, it was everybody
was fighting for her.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, it was all the fans. It was not only for the fans of the couple fandom, but it was also her, and you know, I'm sure that I don't know. I just, in my opinion, it's just with the whole of her. You know, because she's a really good actress. I think I would have been gone completely. I only watched it on YouTube once in a great while, but I don't, now that she's back, I still don't give him my support, you know, but I'm glad she's back. I mean, if they write a really good storyline for her, I'll go back. If they really clean up house over there, I'm going to go back.
I don't understand it. Nobody checking in on her. I mean, it's her son that died, you know what I mean? Whitewashed the whole freaking thing. And don't even get me started on the baby thing the next day, practically. I mean, it's just... our faces, really. And why? No other fan base has to fight this hard. No.
I know.
There's
never
been a fan base that fights as hard as we do. Ever.
I know. Denise, hold on, you guys. Denise, you're on air with us.
Hi, Carly. How you doing tonight? How's everybody out
good.
There?
We're still hanging
I want to say something
too.
Thank
you, Lord. I'm happy I've been long and dead. Thank you very much.
Hi.
Guys, could just have 5 minutes. I really, really don't want to stay on too long.
Sure.
I just want to get a little message out there. I've been going through this right along with all of you.
Uh-huh.
And my frustration is
everyone
else.
Yeah, see, Beth, Ariel 2 is dead. They are not going to redo Ariel 2 for the million time. Ariel 2 is dead. You know what? Maybe.
I think this is the calm before the storm. I'm trying to give a real positive spin on this. I really think we're going to see change in the next couple months. That it's just a strong feeling that I have. Ever since we got Becky back, I've just had this, we're going to get it, you know what I mean? And I think that Jason and Elizabeth are going to save General Hospital. And they will keep them on there.
Yes.
They will.
I do.
And if, you know, whoever, if they do wind up going off the air, I still want to fight for Jason and Elizabeth because, I mean, 12 years we've been fighting for them. Mm-hmm. We deserve it. We deserve it more than any other fan base. We deserve it.
Yep.
And they should write for the viewers, not the freaking dictator. I can't stand that guy. I want him gone. I don't know how they sleep at night. And this Ann Sweeney, I used to have a lot of respect for that woman, but even though I call her 100 times a day, I have lost a lot of respect for her for after what she did.
Yeah.
One life.
Okay.
And
are you guys able to hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I had my sound on correct or something. I was really hoping to get a couple minutes to talk with everybody tonight.
Sure.
Really about the storyline so much as it is about what we can do.
Uh-huh.
What can we do? What we can do is we need to all get together. We need to stop all this crazy nonsense that's been going on out there. And I know each and every one of you on here tonight has been a witness to the craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the storm is passing, it's time to figure out a solution to the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the answer, okay? But along this journey, I have found a place where I'm starting to get some answers. And if y'all log on to www.thesoaprevolution.com, this is a group that's been formed, and they are doing some really good stuff. They've got some positive. Go right ahead.
No, I was just saying I saw that the other day. Saw that.
This was not my group. I mean, I'm a member of the group now, but I did not form the group. I don't claim any rights to it. But for the first time in 3 weeks, I found a place where the fans are actually working together. Nobody's trying to wear the captain's hat.
Yeah.
Nobody's asking for donations. Nobody's asking for anything except to get on the phones, get on the email, get the letters out, start talking to the sponsors, not threatening the sponsors. You've got to talk to them. You get a lot more.
No,
what do they say with?
When I call, I am polite. I am mature. I don't scream
into
the phone.
How do you? I have a question. How do you join it? Do you go through Facebook and join it?
Okay, they've got a website,
thesoaprevolution.com, right? Because I'm on here right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to type it on. I'm going to, no, it is not Silas's site.
Okay.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
I don't know who that is. Apparently,
with
they
Silas
follow me
personally.
On Twitter, but I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Yeah, Silas probably has his heart in the right place, but I think he got bombarded so hard with all of this that he had to step back. They started
putting something together.
And I never saw
him. He's stepping back.
Is he coming back? Because I never saw phase two of his plan.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, we all got phase one.
I don't know who this person is, because if I did, I would encourage him to come back.
If you go on Twitter, you'll find him. He is at deliberation.com.
Yeah.
At deliberation, I'm sorry. I'll type it in right now.
He follows me.
It's just very difficult to get a response from him.
I think he's all upset with, like you said, everybody's just, they're attacking they're not doing it the right way.
Everybody
has their way of dealing with it, I think.
Yep.
And we're getting frustrated that nothing,
and
we're not getting any kind of feedback on whether it's working, whether our poll is being deleted or not, because Brian Franz is no longer taking feedback. Who knows if Ms. Sweeney is deleting her phone calls.
I believe she is
now. You know?
I believe she probably is now.
I believe someone is watching. I believe he's out soon.
He's definitely got to be out, because this is a big mess. This is a totally big mess that he did.
I know.
The primetime ratings are being affected by this, too. We've boycotted Friends, and we're trying to make a statement, you know?
I haven't watched ABC since 2008.
Really?
December 2008. I have not watched
it.
The last time I watched it was the last day for Loft Live.
You guys, we have another call room, too. You're on mail with us.
Hi.
Hi.
But I seriously think, you know, people get frustrated and they don't know what to do and they start getting angry, so they start throwing accusations, so they go into the other fan base and start up with them.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not worth it. You've got to forgive them, ignore them. You know?
There was a Facebook Protect America, and the person that started that, she totally had to give up because she just totally, that's not on there anymore. I think it's going to somebody else, a new one.
It's not because of liaison nights. It's not. It's not because of liaison fans. It can't be.
I know, really. I mean, come on. This is,
We are trying our hardest to get our couple without fighting. And
I know,
crazy nut job.
I was going to say the liaison fans are the ones who get attacked.
You know,
I know.
And
they do.
I
mean,
we get attacked by the co-stars.
The other fan base is the one who starts.
I mean,
Exactly.
They do.
Even Kelly Monaco herself disses this fan base. She's
Oh my God. And then she does it
millions of times.
Well, wait a minute. No, there's a reason.
I don't understand it. I'm sorry?
I was going to say, there was a reason Kelly did it. Not, she didn't do it on a personal, well, she did it on a personal level only because, I don't know if the video is still up on YouTube, but it was from her fan event. And what happened was, this was many moons ago, and I'm not defending her, but this is what happened. She was talking about the storyline with Jason and Elizabeth. It was around the time where Jake was conceived. Okay, she was talking, and a liaison fan who snuck into her vent threw something at her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and security, like, I don't know if the video is still up, but the security, told them to leave, act politely, and they were like, Jason and Liz, Sam sucks. Like, really, like, and she was like... She was like, you do realize this is a TV show, right? And then she was like, you got to have those crazy fans, right? Like,
yes.
Those really freak out.
That might have been one incident. That might have been one incident. But she, I really don't care how she talks to other fan bases. I just don't care for her. She's...
Me.
No,
I don't either.
She said it at, you know, in 2008 when Jason and Elizabeth were ending. She says, I don't steal, I just borrow, or something like that, you know. And, I mean, she just disrespects.
She said,
Superstars disrespect Becky. And I don't understand it. Because she's the sweetest person in the world.
I know.
Sweetest person in the world.
So Fawn's is, you know, puppet master, like, oh, I'm going to make her say this so people can get mad. I don't know. But it's really, hey, Carly.
No, I just think she's jealous.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's ridiculous. And then she eggs on her fans, and they start doing it, and, you know, and we're I don't know. It's frustrating because no one knows what to do anymore. We keep calling, we keep emailing, you know, and it only goes so far, and then people get discouraged because they're being
That's why we need to just get together and just don't let all the negative stuff get to us. We need to go forward and, you know,
I mean, we need to ignore them.
You guys are looking for a really good website, I have the best website you can go on for Liaison Fans. It's actually created by Amy. Amy's on the phone. You know, she doesn't bring things over from, like, DD or whatever.
Is it called again? What is it?
It's called Beautiful Circuits. At
yahoo.com. www.beautiful what?
Circuits.
Okay.
One word.
Okay.
At yuko.com.
Okay.
And it's more than Jason and Elizabeth fans. It's a website I'm creating. I'm in the process of creating. There is a section on there for Jason and Elizabeth fans. Absolutely no bashing of Becky is allowed.
Yeah.
If you are not a Becky fan, don't bother.
exactly.
We'll tolerate it. And it's just discuss our love of Jason and Elizabeth and Steve and Becky and their close co-stars and just storyline and wishes and, you know, past Jason and Elizabeth stories and scenes and
It would just be nice to see them in a beautiful friendship right now. I just want to see them. That friendship that they have.
They are starting.
Did not have to kill Jake.
They did not have to kill him.
There was absolutely no reason. They could have co-parented
They could have been great friends,
yep.
and that could have brought them back forever.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I so agree.
And
I know.
That can still happen because I still believe Jake will come back. When we least expect it, he will come back.
Well, Liz,
but
Liz, isn't there a spoiler out there that says Liz sees Jake or something? She's imagining
Liz,
him.
Liz sees him. And something that, you know, in May, the Jake is nearly destroys her, devastates her, or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
I think it's a tease. I think
okay.
Liz and Lucky is a tease. I
oh,
think God. The whole Jason marriage thing is a tease. I really do.
Yeah, but I feel like
yeah.
we are going to
see. I think it is our time. It is
it's
Jason
our, yeah.
and Elizabeth's time. And all I can say is to everybody, keep tweeting Jason and Elizabeth's dialogue, if you will. Keep spreading them on Facebook and forget the non-Jason and Elizabeth fans. Forget
yeah.
what they have to say. Just post liaison facts.
Yeah.
And just what
I
you
know.
Like about them and forget
I know.
Them.
Yeah.
Forget them. They don't exist. They don't matter. And
I know there's
don't.
A word, there's a board that's the ABC. I don't go in there as often as I used to, but I go in there. There's
oh,
a lot
no
of liaison
way.
Love over there now. There's a lot of liaison love. I see a lot of posts
there
about
is.
Liz and Jason
there
on there. Yeah,
there I was deleted from that board for liking Jason and Elizabeth.
Really?
Like so.
Oh
yeah,
my God! My post got taken down. Okay,
oh
my
God. God.
I posted something
on
there too,
and
it got
deleted.
Taken down.
Oh,
how sad
I,
is that? You can't even love
yeah.
your couple, and yet you get, you know, that happens to you, you know?
I know. And then
jeez.
It's the real-life bashing of the real-life actors and actresses that just
mm-hmm.
scare me to death, you know?
Yeah,
and
I know.
I just,
God, you
I
think maybe they're
going to
go out and go stalk the real people and, like, do something?
Remember that one fan that faked that something happened to her and she got real depressed, a Becky fan or something.
Really?
And Becky felt really bad. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Soap Zone or something. She used to post on the Soap Zone or something.
Oh.
Anyway, but the point is, you know, we don't want anybody to get hurt, but we want to spread our message that it is time for our story to be told. After
yeah.
12 years, we decided we should not
Isn't
have
it,
to fight.
It's been 12 years now, has it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
In How, August.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
talk last.
What was
so,
that?
I mean,
I said time flies.
Time flies.
Oh, doesn't I thought I was doesn't it time fly? Okay, my birthday was on Sunday, and we had
Happy
something
birthday.
At my home. Oh, thank you.
Woo!
And there was these videos that we did. My mom bought a video camera in '96, and my niece, who's like 21, she'll be 22 or 23, she was playing these videos. It was like 10. Over 10 years ago, and there was pictures of them when they're kids, and there was, I'm like, please don't tell me I'm going to be on there. And lo and behold, I'm on there. I'm like, I do not even remember none of this. And I'm like, how, jeez, how great timing for them to play the video when I'm just denying my age right now, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
denying
her
age, and I'm okay with
that.
Denying how old, but I mean, wow, how time flies. You know what I mean? That was like, what, 20? With 96. How many? No, that was 12 years ago. What was 96?
You were 16.
How many years?
You were 16. You were 16.
Oh, well, yeah, I was 16.
Yeah, you were 16. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I was 16.
Male.
Okay, I'll just say that.
Yeah.
I was 16 in 96.
Okay.
Okay.
You were 16. Okay. And now, yeah.
Ding, yeah,
wow.
But, yeah, type-wise, yeah.
You know,
and then Becky came in '97, so she's been on there for so long, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've been watching it so.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was like 4 and a half.
Yeah.
I remember Blackie.
I'm not talking about any soaps because
I can't remember his name, but he was on during the disco days. He played the second Terminator in the Terminator movie.
Oh really?
Oh, what the hell is his name? But anyway, Billy Bob Thornton used to be on General Hospital.
He did?
Oh,
he was?
Yeah.
Billy? Really?
Yeah.
Where was
my
I at? Okay.
Just showed me the episode of all my children.
It wasn't very long that he was on there. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So many people come from, that's going to be the sad part, because that's a stepping stone for people that want to.
So many.
I was in high school, I wanted to be on a soap. I so wanted to be on a soap opera. I went to acting class for 2 years.
I think everybody
dreamed. Yeah.
I think everybody wanted to be on it. Like, I wanted to be on Gown Light just so I can have my picture and, you know, the opening credits.
I wanted
the
my
house.
Daughter
oh, really?
To play.
Yeah.
My daughter had the perfect looks to be Luke and Laura's daughter.
Really?
With the blue eyes and the blonde, long hair.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I used to practice in the mirror, my young and erotic
term.
I would have her.
I know.
Oh
I think I wanted to be on it at the time when Jagger and Karen were on there. I'm like, I would have loved to have been in that storyline or
yeah.
acted against Jagger or something
yeah.
or even Steve Burton at that time. So
I would have had a crappy between my Karen and Jagger. I said I would have had to kill you if you came between my Karen and Jagger. I wanted to kill
Karen and Jagger.
No.
I wouldn't have wanted to come between them. I would have just because I loved Karen and Jagger. I hated Brenda when she came between Karen and Jagger.
I hated Sunny when they first came on that show.
Oh yeah, because
until they
was...
put them together that I actually liked them.
Oh my god.
I know.
I don't
like Sunny now, but I love Mo.
I loved him on AMC.
I remember that.
Yeah, he played Nico on AMC. Nico and Cecily.
Nico.
Oh my god.
He
gosh.
And Robin Christopher were loving.
You know that
they were
really
Christopher who played Sky. They were love interest.
Yeah.
Wasn't there something going on there where Robin Christopher and Maurice? There was some reason why they didn't have scenes together or something.
What?
I don't know if they didn't get along.
Sky and Sunny had a couple, didn't they?
They were together on All My Children.
On All My Children.
Yeah, Nico and Sky. They were hot.
I don't remember
Sunny
that.
Sky, not really.
I gotta go back.
It was one of those couples that you actually kind of remember, but.
But don't really remember.
Yeah,
really.
I don't remember.
Yeah, they weren't like the it couple. They weren't like.
Yeah, that's why I don't remember. Because there's no way in hell I would have wanted Sky and I like Cecily and Nico.
Cecily and that's who I can remember her name, but yeah, they
but
were.
But I think
two,
we
yeah.
all should. I gotta go here in a few minutes.
Okay.
My daughter's inside playing volleyball, and I'm out in the parking lot, and it's starting to pour again. but I think we should come up with a plan and spread the word. I don't know how. But what should we do? I know it's kind of hard
because there's so many people. There's so many things out there.
People are fighting on Facebook.
They're fighting on Facebook, you know, and
they're fighting on Twitter. And, you know, someone tweets the wrong thing or says the wrong thing, and someone takes it the wrong way, and it's not meant to be that way, and. It just, you know, and then you get people in your timeline, and you're like, why are you even in my timeline? I don't want to see your tweets. And then, you know,
and then you get frustrated with them because they
say something you don't like, and it goes on and on and on. And it's we have to ignore them, and we have to focus on what we want.
Maybe we should get the positive people first, bring over the positive people first. So, I don't know, start with the positive people.
Like you said,
ignore the negative people.
I'm not
going
to tell anybody what to believe. I'm not going to tell anybody to vote. I'm not going to tell anybody believe what I say, and it, you know what I mean? Because I don't know. I've heard from people, and I trust what they say. They've been right so many times, and I'm not going to say any names to keep that private. But I believe things are changing, and I believe we're going to get our shot. And
I do, too. I really do.
Steve's contract is up soon. I know Kelly's contract is up soon.
Yeah, she needs to be. She needs to go.
I don't know how long Becky signed for. I don't know if it was a year or 6 months. I don't know. But Something's got to give.
I really think our best bet is Steve's contract. I don't
care
about
feel
Kelly's
like,
contract, but
yeah.
I think it's Steve's contract is what's the most important.
Probably.
Yeah,
I believe
because
he has
what
a
Steve,
lot. He sent a lot backing him up. I really do.
He, once he's
gone, if they're going to ask him to take a pay cut, then they're going to have to compensate him in some way.
Yeah, because he's the show. I'm sorry, but if you get rid of Steve Burton, if you lose him, you've lost the show.
Because the show revolves around him.
I don't know.
You don't agree?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I really don't. Mm-mm. No. Not
you don't think it's
Jason
Lester's
exactly
show speaking,
he is one of the...
His ratings are shit now. Ratings
yeah,
are
that's
shit
true.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
So one could argue that it's...
So,
you
know, I mean, I don't think they're going to... I think they're going to do whatever they can to keep him. And
yeah,
I think it's going to
mean
Jason
yeah.
and Elizabeth. I think so.
Yeah. You know, I feel... I feel like a click boom is on its way. And, I feel like right now they are setting up, they said in Area 2 fans to think, oh, their time has come. But really?
Yep.
It won't be what...
It's setting up. It's setting up, and it's going to get so close, and everybody's going to think Jason and Sam are going to get married, and they might even get married, but it's not going to live. It's going to be very, very short.
And I feel Jake is coming home.
Jake is coming
home.
Yeah,
I feel.
Someone has him.
Maybe they
surrossed
him. Maybe
him.
He'll be surrossed as like a teenager. No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. Guys,
yeah.
Did you hear how Nicholas is leaving?
How is he leaving?
No. Well, he's supposed to be getting
wait,
on a plane to going to Greece.
Yeah.
And then a little while later, we'll hear news that the plane went down.
Oh, crap. Really?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
about Spencer? Is Spencer with him?
I don't know what's going on.
Huh.
I really
oh
don't
my God,
even
you
that,
guys.
Even if they ever want to bring
okay.
him back. You know, they can't.
Yeah,
they
I mean, no.
Like, kill him.
They should not kill Spencer because we always went through a supposed fire death, and I don't think... There
well,
should be any
more
kids, though.
I don't think
mean,
they should kill another
Alexis?
Child.
No, they
I
shouldn't.
Mean,
why do people have
yeah.
to sacrifice kids on daytime, you know?
I don't understand it either. It's sick.
I don't. It's sick.
Like,
come
it
on,
everything
people.
In the world happening. And,
I know.
You know. There's a stroke of Fawn's pen just flicked
yep.
Jake off the page. Really. Sick.
Yeah.
Sick.
This is the... Daytime was
it's
in a lot of was in a better place without him, weren't they?
Did
and I didn't
ever
know he was on Santa Barbara. I didn't know he canceled Santa Barbara too, or did he? Did
yeah.
he cancel
no,
Santa Barbara?
Well,
yes,
he did.
Oh
he
God!
Did.
My
yeah,
favorite.
I have a
though.
Question. I mean, this is not the first, and I just don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's true that Sweeney didn't want those soaps to begin with, well then I don't see why someone won't come in and swap. And buy them out. I really
I know.
Don't.
If she, exactly.
Somewhere
I'm
trying
there.
To win the lottery, guys. I'm trying to win the
yeah,
lottery.
I got my ticket, damn it.
All right. I'm going to come up with a new soap channel. It's going to be called Soap 24/7. All soaps from the last decade with web shows. What else? What else I got? Primetime soaps from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
I would love that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, and on Sundays, it would be a Sunday night movie starring a soap opera star. There you go.
There you go. There
well,
you go.
I have a question.
Ladies
did,
on my
yeah.
ever
did Jamie ever release that podcast that he was supposed to have had with, what's his face, from TV Guide? He said it was
Michael,
good. He was
Michael Logan.
Yeah, he was supposed to drop a big bomb or something.
Yeah,
he
said,
ever
really?
Yeah.
He had something.
He tweeted
and
that a couple of weeks ago.
It died a little bit, and then, I don't know, he tweeted something a little bit more, and then it kind of died off again, so I don't know.
I don't trust ABC anymore. I don't, you know, it's like, oh, God, you
right.
know, maybe
I mean,
they
well,
maybe
that,
should
you know,
put a
that
stop
Jamie.
To it.
That was Jamie from
was that Jamie? Jamie Gidden?
Confidential, yeah. I mean,
oh, okay,
that had
Jamie Gidden, who's pro liaison, huh?
Well,
he's a big Becky fan anyway.
Michael Logan has been on some podcast that he said that he talked to Dusa specifically, and that any baby storyline that came for Jason and Sam was not going to be good. Oh, no, it wasn't the baby storyline. It was Jake's hit and run was not going to be good for Jason and Sam.
Right. Really?
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Michael said that. He spoke to Dusa himself.
Really?
He said it's not going to be good for Jason and Sam.
They think it's all going to be sunshine and roses, and it's not. You know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
This reminds me of the first couple weeks leading up to Jason proposing to Elizabeth. I don't know, just something weird.
Okay.
And then something's going to happen within, I don't know,
thirty seconds
maybe, a day, soap time. And something's going to happen where that's not going to happen.
And you know what? Michael Logan, I read somewhere, he quoted was saying, it's not looking good. Whatever happens with Sam, it's not looking good for that fan base. Or he said there was something he had quoted saying
in the
TV guide that
because
the fan base should worry.
Because you read May Sweep's previews and so forth.
And
I know Dusa, you guys don't
himself.
Like that. Dusa is backing off from the baby thing. He really
is. He really? Yeah, you can tell.
He says there's something big and romantic is going to come up for Jason and Sam, but we all know that he doesn't do romantic stuff.
So, when he says it's going to be romantic,
we know it's going to be the opposite.
No,
he's really backing off.
It's going to be blood. It's going to be bullets.
You know what?
I have
noticed that. Even Steve Burton is not coming out flat because the fans of that couple are asking him.
He's not going to do that to his fan base.
He's had to placate them in a way so they'll still watch.
He'll throw a few words out there,
but he's not going to come and do that to. You know, Jason
he did that
and
with the
liaison or his other fans. He's not going to do that.
But didn't Rebecca and Steve said something in the magazine and they got in trouble for it? Or they said something?
When Jason and Elizabeth were breaking up, they did that interview and they got in trouble for it.
Okay.
He's not going to say something and he's going to get in trouble. He gets on Twitter and says that he really enjoyed working with Becky, and then you see all the Jason and Sam fans getting all panicky, and they're the ones who are starting all the crap. He can't even say he enjoyed working with Becky.
A really good friend of his.
Give me a break. You're that insecure that you
can't
say that he enjoyed working. He didn't say that we're having another night of passion. He didn't say that. He just said, you know.
He just said, oh, I'm working with Becky today. Come on. You know?
The reason they get upset
is because he never said, I enjoyed working with Kelly.
Yeah, he never says that.
He never says that.
You know what? Even if he did, would Jason and Elizabeth fans jump on him the way they do?
I don't think so. I wouldn't jump on him.
Okay, you guys, one at a time.
But I think that the Jason and Liz fans get a big kick about the fact that we can read between the lines because we've watched Steve for so long and we know how we're pretty in tune to how he answers questions because we can read between the lines. And it's always funny whenever he's paired with somebody else, even when he was with Courtney, he would have public appearances and no one would ask him about Elizabeth, but he would bring Elizabeth up. And he would very rarely talk about Courtney. I mean, he'd answer a question from a Jason and Courtney fan, but he never ranted and raved about that. He does the same thing with Jason and Sam. He never rants and raves about it, but he'd rant and rave about Becky until doomsday comes.
Steve has been a Jason and Elizabeth fan since the studio days.
I think they know that.
The only reason
that Jason and Sam are together is
and it makes
Tom.
Sense. They've known each other for how long? Versus how long he's known Kelly.
He could be best friends with Kelly too. I mean, you know, but I don't think they have that kind of relationship.
Sure.
You know, and I think that's why they get upset because they can't manipulate Burton into doing what they want him to do. He's one of the few people who doesn't get on Twitter and kiss Kelly Monica's ass.
Right. Just like Becky.
Yeah.
She talks to every single fan base she has.
Right,
she
right. And she doesn't belittle any fan
anyone.
Base.
Anyone.
She talks
absolutely.
To lucky fan
base. She's a true
she
classic
Liz
fan.
Jason.
Yeah.
She's
she
not
is.
Like
all
the,
of her fan bases, though.
She's not like that. The other one.
Yeah.
She's not like that.
But there are some co-stars.
The other one
in
only has one. The other one knows where her bread is buttered, and her bread is buttered with Jason.
I like how we say the other one.
Even when I noticed when Scott's tweeting Michael or something, Jason and Sam fans jumping in on the conversation is weird, the way they bash her. I just don't get it.
So I
understand why they don't tweet anymore. You know what I mean?
I don't get it.
It's
just a fucking soap opera. I mean, come on, people.
Thank you.
I mean,
no,
I'm just talking about the people. I'm just talking about the people that go on and they bash and they, you know, like they hate him working with Becky. I mean, come on, it's a job.
I mean, they're
there to do their job.
Not liking a character. I get liking a character because there's some characters that I don't like. But I'm not going to get on the internet and bash the person who plays them personally. I don't know them personally.
Yeah.
Right.
Am I a fan of Kelly Monaco? No. I don't like some of her actions. But that doesn't
I don't like her acting. I think she
I don't
she
like her acting either.
Very well.
But
I'm
not going to bash her personally. I don't know her personally.
Yeah.
I can say I don't think she can act.
I just
want to
bash my
her
show.
Personally. That's
I just
want to
off the show.
Account.
I want to know why everybody kisses her ass, pimps her ass.
I know.
Who the hell is she? All of your stars pimp her. I'm sorry, but they do. Why? Because of Franz.
Yes.
Because of Franz, that's why I like Steve Burton, because he's one of the few people that doesn't get on there and kiss her ass. And Maurice Bernard doesn't like her, so I.
Oh, really?
Know.
He doesn't.
I know.
Yeah, they didn't get along.
And that's why.
Oh,
okay.
That's why he wanted out of the Sonny and Sam storyline. And then she said something about him having a depression.
Okay, I like what Seabeth said because her ass is the only one in the G string.
Oh my God.
Well, and then Kelly Monaco, when she had that recent PA with Tyler Christopher, she said she told a personal story about Maurice Bernard and his
She did not.
Yeah, she did. And people were
really
like,
did that again? What did she do?
I don't know what the story was. But she did say a personal story about him. So
why does she still have a job then? I don't understand.
No, seriously, everybody at their personal events, they always talk about other people behind their backs. Like, when Billy Warlock was still on the show, he would talk about...
I love him.
Like, yeah, he would talk about Maurice.
I like him, too.
And it was so funny that he had to stop. I miss him. They really should bring AJ back.
Maybe AJ has Jake.
Oh, God,
that would be a twist of all twists.
Yeah.
That would be freaking awesome.
You take my son?
Like, you take my son?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See,
you
can be done in like a week, damn it.
There you go.
Absolutely. Or Alan comes back with his grandson, you know? You know what I mean? And you know, Stephen.
Stephen still has FBI contact, right?
Is that right? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Stephen still has FBI contact, right?
Does he? I don't know.
Well,
I think
the problem with the Jake storyline is that was supposed to be Becky's exit storyline, and when they were forced to bring Becky back, they didn't have a contingency plan.
That's why
it was dropped the way it was.
Forced.
Yep.
I hate that freaking word.
Yeah.
I know.
That's why there's no follow-up to it because they didn't know what to do after she was gone.
That's the sickest thing in the world. They expected people to hang on and see Jason's reaction. We're trying to hang on. He doesn't have a freaking reaction because of agenda.
I'm a big Jason fan, don't get me wrong, but it's kind of hypocritical for him. I mean, I know he's his father, but he didn't have a relationship with his son, and he chose not to have a relationship with his son. So it should never have been about
Jason's fault. That was Franz.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying that the character didn't have it. I know what was behind it. I'm just saying the character didn't have a relationship with his son. So it should never have been about Jason. It should have been about Elizabeth.
It should
because,
have, yeah, absolutely.
But because
it should. It should.
Yeah, but because it was her exit storyline and they didn't have anything in place to back it up with,
well,
because they weren't expecting
time,
her to come
been
back.
Time to,
you know.
There's been time to write her in now. It's been, what, six
yeah,
weeks
right,
since they hired
right.
her back? Four
right.
weeks, 5 weeks, something like that?
Well, they can now because how
no.
many weeks? You got to remember they're like 3 weeks ahead, so this, you know, the
yes.
scripts were already written.
Yeah.
So
the
now
magazine,
they're trying
even
to bring her back.
The magazines are out 5 weeks or 4 weeks or something like that. The magazine articles, they're all like 5 weeks old.
Well, that's
so.
Why
I mean,
old.
Things
yeah,
can change.
And you know
what?
I don't believe everything that comes from the magazines anymore. I just,
no, I don't
I'm
either.
Like,
they're dictated.
You guys,
please
say hi to Nathan because we are ignoring him. He's on the phone line,
uh-oh.
Too. And poor Nathan is getting ignored.
Oh, hello, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
Hi.
Woo! Woo! Party for Nathan, the Nathanator. There you go. Hi. but I really do have to get going, guys. I just want to say that come visit my site. It's not just the Jason and Elizabeth site, but there is a chat room, and I'm going to try to have a night where I dedicate an hour or two just chat and have fun and bring some drinks and just have fun. And it's more than a Jason and Elizabeth board. There's Smallville, Fringe, House, Supernatural.
Oh, really?
Many other shows.
Yep,
my favorite shows. Okay,
any
I have
show,
it. Okay.
There's threads on there for shows. What are you watching? Blah blah blah. There's
really?
Gonna be movie
yep.
trailers on there. There's gonna be my husband makes video games, so there's gonna be game trailers on there and train shots
cool.
and all that stuff. So. Yeah, it's coming along. It's just a slow process because my work has been hell lately. Anyway,
okay.
but I'm going to go.
Okay.
It was fun talking to you guys. And
Amy,
just keep spreading
Amy,
Jason
Amy,
and
I will,
yeah. see, wants to
I will
your...
see you in the room at midnight, I mean noon tomorrow.
At noon tomorrow. Anybody want to come,
yeah.
you're absolutely
yep.
welcome to come. We
yep.
have fun. We talk about all kinds of things. We sometimes do, like, this chat room fanfic thing. It's real fun.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, like, we say a paragraph or whatever, and then someone else will go. It's real fun, and we just have a good time. And
I hope
yeah.
you really bash Sam there. Do you, like, make fun of Sam on there, too? No, I'm kidding.
Well, we
yes.
can, but no. No, it's not really for
I know,
that,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah.
It's not for that.
I know. Okay.
So I'm going to
okay.
go, and you guys have a good night. And just remember, you know, forget the naysayers. Forget.
Yeah.
You know, forget them. Ignore them. Just focus on Jason and Elizabeth. And keep
yep.
calling. A simple word. It is time
yep.
to reunite Jason and Elizabeth.
Okay? Yep. Okay. Yes, yes, for sure.
Same.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Carly,
bye,
I'll
Amy.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Okay.
Hey,
bye. Bye.
Hey, Carly, do you have the info that you could post in there for her site? Because they're asking
yeah,
for her info.
Well, I put on my daytime after dog email, too. So
okay.
if you look in your email, Big Sis, you will actually fucking find it.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Oh, you guys, Nathan is back on the phone.
Nathan.
So, you know, we...
Woo! Nathan!
Hello, is he on?
Yeah.
Nathan,
oh,
you're
hello.
On! Okay.
Yay!
Nathan.
I know, it gets a little bit overwhelming in here. Everybody starts talking over everybody. It's hard not to do, so...
Yeah.
Wait. Hey, Carly, I have a question for you. Okay.
Yes.
Next Friday night, are you going to have a show?
This Friday
no,
I am. And next Friday I am, but We won't be having a show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week because I will be out of town.
You don't normally have one Tuesday or Thursday anyway.
Wednesday.
You should just say Monday or Wednesday.
I was just saying, but, you know, I was saying I was going to be out of town without Twitter, you guys, without Facebook, and so I won't really...
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, Carly. No, the reason is because May 13th, I'm working on a surprise special guest.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, let's just put it to you this way. Next Friday, I will be in Florida in Marco Island for the annual Soap Fest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, get
out
of okay.
So, yeah, so it might be a random person, but I'm trying to, like, really, like, focus.
I will be back next Wednesday night. So I'm going to LA for like 5 days. I'm already packed.
Hey, look what Seabeth said in there. Where are you going, Space? Where doesn't have Twitter anymore, LOL?
Okay, fine. You guys, you're making me a...
I told you that we had that conversation.
Yeah, don't say where you're going because... because...
Okay.
Audrey, you know where she's going, I take it, huh?
Shouldn't have to not say where she's going. I mean, I'm sorry, but if this company is... The television division of this company is one small aspect of that company.
I guess it's okay to say. I mean, yeah, because it really shouldn't affect...
If people have a problem with it, that's their problem.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'm going to throw you down the river, too, okay, co-host?
Okay, throw me down the river, too. Why don't you? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, don't be mad at me. You guys, do not be mad at me. I believe in what we are doing. Let me first say that before I tell you where I'm going.
Just say it. Come on.
Okay,
yeah,
so
you're
going
to
Disney.
We're going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
You got it.
We're going to Disneyland.
Okay, so don't hit me. Do not hit me.
Okay.
I'm going to Disney World in November, and I don't.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Somebody's laughing in the background. I know. I told her. I go. Maybe we shouldn't say anything because we're supposed to be supporting. We're supposed to be supporting, but like Audrey says, they shouldn't keep us away from having fun, like going to Disneyland.
The TV department is one aspect of Disney's entire company.
True.
Okay? You can pick up the TV part, but you should, Disney World has nothing, Disneyland has nothing to do with it.
I haven't been to Disneyland in a long time. I live right by Disneyland practically, too, so it's like...
And I'm not going to stop going to see Disney movies.
Candace, are you laughing at us now?
I love you, Candace. But thank you for like
somebody
laughing at me.
It's okay. You guys have fun.
Candace, how about if I get everybody? I'll get everybody here at something Disney. And no, I'm kidding.
I'm joking. I'm obviously joking. Like, but in all honesty,
I know.
Have fun and be safe. And you guys are right. I mean.
Hey.
No, what is funny is because I said I wanted to go, like, me and my friends were talking about going to Disney World while we were down Florida next weekend. Then one of my friends kind of got on me and said, isn't Disney, like, a part of ABC? Isn't ABC the reason that you're upset? And I'm like, okay, shut up. I should really just shut up. But then I was like, but I want to go back on the teacups. Like,
oh God!
The ABC store, like the cafeteria and stuff, where it's over at Hollywood, the Hollywood part of Disney World. I won't, because ABC technically still owns some of the stores there.
Oh really?
Yeah.
There used to be a soap cafe like here, the one in Anaheim. There used to be a, but they don't have it anymore.
They don't
have it
anymore, right?
No, that's the ABC. That's the ABC cafe. They have like stuff, and they still have the Susan Lucci. Like the last time I went, they had the Susan Lucci. Remember when they had like little girls with like Survivor or something, the posters, and they had you know like a trait of theirs. And it has Susan Lucci, it had who else represented it? They still had Elizabeth and Sunny, their posters. And yeah, they were selling like the General Hospital scrubs, the One Life to Live mugs, the All My Children's perfumes.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't buy any of that because it was over my budget. And but they do have the Dick Clark what is it? American Bandstand restaurant, which I'm going to say this now. Oh, God, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but whatever. If you ever go to Disney World, you must eat at American Bandstand restaurant and the 50s Cafe.
We're going to Disneyland. I don't know if Disneyland has the same thing, though. I don't know if they have that.
I don't
that.
Know
if
Disneyland
has the same thing. I think Disneyland might have the American Bandstand in the 50s.
Are you talking inside the park, or are you talking, like, outside the park?
Inside the park.
Inside the park. Okay,
yeah.
Well.
If they don't, then, yeah, you guys need to, like say something.
Because I know they have, like, something outside of Disneyland. There's, like, a big, like, a Disneyland, like, a... It's like a oh God, a lot of stores out there. There's like a stores out there.
Oh, the outlet.
Yeah,
the
it's like a little shopping part of Disneyland, but it's outside the park. And you have to pay to park there though, but I mean it's like the I'm trying to think of the name of it, but like the strip. It's like the strip of Disneyland, like the Disneyland strip or whatever, you know, but I haven't been there for so long. It's been like a long time since I've been, maybe a couple years or whatever, and it's like it's going to feel weird. Mm. Going
well, yeah, my
we're going to
my whole family. I mean, well, my brother and his wife and five kids are going, and my mom and dad and I. And so it's like we never did this when we were kids, so we are making it up with the grandkids. I mean,
yeah, you've never been to Disneyland, though, Carly. Have you been to Disneyland before? Or no.
Yes, I went there for one half a day once.
But you're talking a long time ago. It's changed a lot. It's called Disney Resort now, Disneyland Resort.
Somebody needs to turn their sound down.
Yeah.
Who's it? Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. I'm like talking over myself.
Nathan.
But yeah, I mean,
Nathan, I joined you the thing.
But you know what though? I'm
I
one
think
life
we
to
Nathan.
One Life to Live has been really good lately. I'm just every time I watch it, like it's the first soap I watch now when I come over my DVR. I love it right now, and it's so sad to watch this amazing soap. It's getting better. Ironically, it's getting better and better and better. You know, but now it's like somebody had to. Totally kill it, man. He's a serial killer, damn it. Literally.
All shows go through peaks and valleys. I mean, they get good, they get bad, they get good, they get bad, they get good, they get bad. I mean, it's ironic that right now it's getting really good and it got canceled, but that's not to say
it's not
a crapper.
But it was good. It actually was good. It actually was good before it even. People were saying it was good in the ratings a little bit better than GH and stuff with overall.
Well, GH sucks. I mean, let's go.
I just want to say something that Sandra and the mom said. I don't want to sound unkind, but why do I care about jobs at Disney when they don't care about the ones they are taking? Away, I think she meant to say.
Oh, but why should I care about jobs at Disney when they don't care about the ones they're taking away? Yeah. I know, really. Don't
because
think about it.
You don't
want
to put everybody out of work. And the people that you're talking about have nothing to do with what you're upset about. So if you're talking about people who work at Disney, I mean, I understand wanting Franz to lose his job, wanting Ann Sweeney to lose their job. They make millions and millions of dollars. They're in high income jobs.
But people that just work at Disney World or Disneyland, these people have families just like the actors do. And so you don't wish people to lose their job. I'm sorry, but that's taking it
to an
extreme.
That's one of the things you can't, like, right now in this economic time, I wouldn't
wish
that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't wish
anybody
losing their job. You know,
and,
I'm sorry.
It's like, why? Franz has a really bad timing, too. Doesn't he have bad timing in all this? When the economy, and, you know, and Silas said that the New York soap, he was saying something, don't think about, how it's going to affect the revenues, too,
in
New York or whatever. You got to think about other factors involved in it, too. Don't just, it's going to affect the economy in New York, too, because that's the only soap there now. And, you know, they got I don't know how much they were getting in revenues, but you got to think of the economic side of it all, too. And I think that's what people are not thinking about right now, you know?
I mean, they're upset, and so they're like, well, why should I care that these people are losing their jobs? Well,
yeah,
these people
and not only the actors are losing their job, but you're talking about the crew. You're talking about...
Yeah, I mean, these people have nothing to do with it.
I know.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people from Guiding Light and As It Turns that were crew members, or, you know, the actors will be okay, but the people behind the scenes, you wonder how they're doing. You know what
I mean? You keep your anger where it needs to be. It needs to be at the upper echelon. It's the people that are making the big bucks. Those are the people that you need to stay mad at. But to take it out on the little guy is then you're just as bad as those, you know, Franz and them. I'm sorry, but
I know.
Like I said, the television department is one aspect of Disney's entire conglomerate, okay? And Disney World and Disneyland and the movie division have nothing to do with what's going on in ABC.
So does Disney own ABC or is it the other way around? Disney owns ABC.
You know,
I thought they
wanted to sell it.
Denise, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, do you really live next door to Walt Disney World? Wow.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I practically live near Disneyland, too.
I have to tell you, the first 12 minutes of your program tonight, I didn't dare even try to speak. It's so noisy here.
I know, sorry. we got to try to learn to come. We have to... You know, get a little bit more.
It rattles my
windows.
Yeah,
ma'am. Yeah, sorry about that. You know what? I mean, Denise is right. See, there's a lot of people who work for the mouse and cannot boycott Disney. Sorry. You know, I agree. Yeah, that's true.
I helped organize our protest here in Orlando. Last Tuesday? It really, really, really hurt me to see all those boycott Disney signs. You know?
Really? Okay.
I mean,
I really do appreciate
the fact that our soaps are managed or owned under a company that's owned by Disney, but I really don't see the point.
That's why
we look a little ridiculous walking around boycotting Mickey Mouse.
We kind of make ourselves look a little dissimilar to Mickey Mouse.
I'm not boycotting Disney, and if that makes me a bad person, then whatever. If that makes me a bad fan, whatever. But I'm not boycotting them. I'm sorry.
I have too many fond memories
of Disney. It means too much to me to boycott them all.
I know. These avatars,
they have these avatars
that people have. Facebook is boycotting Mickey Mouse. You have Mickey Mouse in the middle,
and you have the red Mickey Mouse.
And I'm like, okay. Yeah, Mickey Mouse is an
It was a very difficult position for me to be in.
I know. And it's like, that's why I think somebody on our radio show said, change the signs to something else. Change the signs to, like, you know, not boycott
Disney.
Save our soaps or save your soaps.
Let's be real.
Yeah, save the soaps and just change them. Just, like, make it, like, about other things, too. Save
the crew. I don't know. Save the crew behind the soaps or something, or you know, save the revenues for the soap in New York or something. I don't know. He was, you know.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's finally on the right page.
Yeah. You got to think of it in another. Yeah, you got to think of
it economically now. I can't hang in much longer.
Okay.
I posted the website and I'm going to post it again.
Okay.
Please go check out the soaprevolution.com.
I put
okay?
it in my favorite.
These folks are really, really trying to stay on the page that we're talking about right now.
Yeah. Do you know how many people
really
are involved?
I really believe they
have
their hearts in the right. Pardon?
Do you know how many people have already been joined that page? Or?
Probably getting near 300. It's
really?
Very new.
Okay.
It's
wow.
really
wow.
forming. It's,
okay.
it's you know, all that garbage that's been going on Facebook.
Yeah.
We don't want any part of that. We
I mean, get out of the Facebook one time. Maybe I should not.
I know
I
I'm kind of sounding
Facebook.
A little like a hard ass
no.
here, and I don't mean to. I
no,
just
that's
want
good
people
because
start getting on the right page because
yeah.
we don't have that much time. The writers are writing the end.
I know,
soon.
God.
Okay,
oh my
they're
God.
Not writing it. They're not writing it 16 years from now. When everybody gets it together,
God.
they're going to be writing the end.
Oh my
of
God.
Which one's ending in September?
AMC.
They're going to write the end will have been written in August.
Oh my God, I can't even think about
earlier
it.
Earlier than that. That's the reality.
Oh yeah, it's earlier than that because you're talking September's
yeah,
almost
gonna be, here. It's May now.
Oh my God.
So it's going to be between June and mid July.
Oh my God! I'm getting all more sad
and
now.
September would be One Life to Live. September would probably be September. Or
all my
early,
children. September.
No, September is
life.
All my children.
Okay,
One Life to
Live.
Life
now,
to
live.
Okay,
I'll be on
the message board.
For One
okay.
Life time. I was gonna say One Life to Live. Their writing is gonna be done. Either they said, well, somebody said September, October. I do know it's gonna be before the Thanksgiving break. So just
oh
think about
God.
That. We're in the fifth month.
I can't
November
even think
is
about
6 months.
You know,
it's a hard reality.
Oh, okay. Okay,
I'm
thinking about it. Because
okay,
I'm watching
you.
One Life to Live right now, and it's so good. It's just sad how it's really getting good when it's ending. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
a bitter
yeah,
thing
you
for
know,
me.
But yeah, I am. And
you
know,
like,
I know.
Somebody
and
come
and
in at the 11th hour.
Out, try to go out.
Yeah,
top.
And
yeah.
you know what, I know I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this again, but I don't care. Why can Fawn be where Bin Laden is, right? I'm sorry, but no,
wow.
Fawn has
no,
you
no
mean to
be
cool.
I mean, you don't want to really, I know, come on, that's going a little bit
I don't
out
wish
there,
anybody,
but
I
know,
I
just
say,
wish
yeah,
him.
I want to egg his house. I just want to egg his house.
Yeah. I just want to go egg his house, toilet paper it. Put shit on it
yeah,
or something,
right.
but
oh,
very
oh,
big
you,
what?
Wow.
I mean, this I have
to say
that
we could do that next week.
No,
yes,
I don't even know where Prospect is. I haven't even not even driven. I don't even know where the heck the studio is.
I'd
have
to
go.
I have to say that what Bin Laden did and what Fawn did are two very, very, very different things.
Yeah. yeah. Of course. Yeah.
And they're not to be compared. I'm sorry,
wow.
but the death of the soaps is sad, but it's not
it's
quite as
bad
as 3,000 yeah. people dying on 9/11.
Yeah.
It's very
yeah.
big difference.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's just... I mean, I know that was a mean little comment of mine, but, you know, it's just to me, and the more I found that out that Hitler and Bin Laden died on the same day, like, I don't know, 60... Yeah,
May 1st. On my birthday. So now,
well,
my birthday is going to be related.
We were talking about this today, and I said, well, the news outlets have just loved this weekend, because look at all the news they had. First it was the royal wedding, and now it's been long.
I know.
You know? I mean, they've just had so much to cover, so, you know.
I know.
They should have covered one.
And that was
the
thing that's me off on. I was talking to Carly about this, and I was like, people on Facebook are telling me to boycott the royal wedding. I said, hell, I'm boycotting the royal wedding. I watched the royal wedding. I watched Diana get married. I'm
so
watching her son get married.
I know. Wasn't that really? Wasn't that kind of like? It was just weird.
I'm like,
it was surreal watching
the royal wedding. Are you out of your freaking mind?
I know.
Did you guys hear what they said?
They wanted you to boycott the royal wedding. I guess it was off ABC. Maybe they didn't care if you watched
it on
other channels.
Yeah, off ABC News, don't watch it. They said if you watch ABC News, do not watch the royal wedding.
Just
because
give it
10 minutes.
I ain't going to watch the royal wedding.
I am.
Your fucking mind.
I gave up. I gave NBC my ratings.
I didn't even watch it. I did not watch it.
I got up
at
4 o'clock. I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it because I wasn't into it.
I watched that boy grow up.
I know,
his mother is,
yeah,
still remains my, his mother still remains my hero. And
you know, when she died,
Diana.
When she
I'm
died,
still a Diana
oh,
girl.
I cried when she died. And when Elton John's song came on the radio, I was in tears.
Oh, my God. I mean, I
and my mom is a registered, my mom's a registered nurse, and she was telling, because when they were giving out the details of her death, my mom's like, she could have been saved. She could have been, they could have done a lot more to save her than they had done.
Yeah.
And when I heard, when my mom
that's
told me
what
that,
my mom said too.
I was like, what the heck? Oh, my God. You know, what a beautiful, beautiful, and then fucking
he was young.
Prince Charles had to go still
okay,
be involved
well,
with that Camilla.
Let's not talk about him.
I know, but I'm
going
to defend Charles. Look, it's like a total woman after Diana.
I mean,
I
just can't stand what
it's
Charles
done.
Did to her.
Those boys love
what?
Their father. Those boys
I know.
Love their father.
They do.
And what happened to
you guys hold
Diana?
On. You guys hold on for a minute.
It's not them. Yeah.
Age for you. You on the air with us.
Hi, Carly. It's Ben Vixenella. How are you?
Oh, hello. Hey, hi. Good.
Thanks for inviting me on. I heard you guys talking about the people that are put out of work as a result of these cancellations.
Yeah.
And as of now, just between the cast, crew, and production people with All My Children and One Life to Live, there are 800-plus people and families put out of work by Disney. Some of them have worked for ABC for 40 years or more. We think a lot about the stars, like, oh, they can afford it, but we're talking about a lot of little people that, you know, have spent their lives in editing and production. And I know that it's harsh, but Disney is actually the largest media conglomerate in the world. And ABC is owned wholly and completely by Disney. And without Disney's approval, Fran would not have been able to make these moves.
Huh.
And I will tell you this. As I heard about somebody talking about the royal wedding boycott, we didn't boycott the royal wedding. I in fact watched all of it commercial free on BBC America. We only boycotted the ABC portion, their coverage. And I think a lot of people misunderstand the point of boycotting the ABC primetime and things. But the point is, Franz and ABC have made a lot of statements about women and fans are no longer home in the daytime to watch shows. So we need to demonstrate to them that when we are at home, we will not watch their programming.
Yeah.
Because the only language, the sad thing about this is they've taken a good, wholesome family name like Disney and basically drug it through the mud since Walt Disney has died.
Yeah.
And you guys know Walt Disney himself died in the 1960s, but his brother Roy Disney only died a few years ago, and Roy Disney fought to his death to keep Disney along the vision that
really?
Walt always held.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he put up major fights on his deathbed.
He did.
I don't think the Disney family has. I don't
they
know
are
how
not in
they
it
lost
anymore.
Control of it.
Is
yeah, they lost control
sad?
Of it.
The problem is the only thing that Mr. Iger and the current group in charge of Disney, the only thing they understand is money. So the only hope we have is to hit them in their pocketbook.
Yeah.
Mr. Iger's raise alone, just his raise, last year was $7 million.
Oh, God.
That would have kept all my children on the air for 3 more months.
How sad. Oh, my God. Oh,
you
my
know,
God.
And I think,
Nathan, we are going to, okay, you guys, so everyone is on the phone line. We, have 40 seconds. We are going into overtime. Okay, 10 seconds. But Nathan, okay. Nathan, you're on the air.
Yes?
I brought you back on the air.
Yay, Nathan! He can't get a word in
edgewise. This so sad how it does all come down to just the money. Oh, my God. You know? And these soaps were part of our families for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and it's just like, I want to cry right now because... You know,
I guess
I'm just so far
removed from it. I mean, I guess it's just, I probably shouldn't even call in because I guess I'm so far removed from being a soap fan that you know, I don't want to see them go off the air. I don't want to see people lose their jobs, but I'm not crying over it. I don't know. I don't know. I guess
I mean,
I'm just so far
removed. Maybe
it
has to do with you that you don't really watch him anymore.
I don't watch
him
anymore.
See, that's probably what it is, too.
Soaps don't mean anything to me anymore. Whatever
whatever
affection I had for them died a long time ago. Obviously, I don't want to see people out of work.
Yeah.
I don't want to see people, you know, and obviously they mean a lot to you guys, and that's great.
But it's good
far removed from it.
But it's good that you're supporting me because some people would just say, you know what, screw it. I'm not even going to support him or whatever.
I support you guys, and I support what you guys are doing. But I don't necessarily get into the fighting of it because,
I know.
Like I said, I'm so far removed from the show.
It's funny. I don't even get into the fighting either. I go on Facebook. I just ignore all the freaking fighting. I just like
I
don't my opinion
say something. Guys, and I like talking to you guys, and that's why I do it.
But I'm glad that you
come
and you still come and you still love
Liz
and Jason,
you know,
and
that's why
Becky.
I'm different. That's why I'm different. That's why I can't. I'm not going to boycott Disney. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to do that stuff. But that's me. You guys need to do what you need to do. So
I don't even watch primetime ABC, so I don't really need to boycott.
The only show I watch is Castle, but I DR it, so you know.
I saw Castle appear for Castle. I'm like, why am I not watching that show? Huh?
I love that show. I refuse to give it up.
To a lady who don't want to boycott ABC, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Now, this is the side soaps, okay? ABC.
Yes,
the
side soaps. Yes,
we
are watching
only the soaps. Let's put the soaps to the side, and let me ask you a question. ABC wants to promote a program called The Christian Bitches. Now, do you want your children
this.
To watch that?
No, I find that very offensive. And that's yet another reason that I think that Disney has lost its way.
Yeah.
You know, ABC is owned by Disney. They do not make a move that Disney does not approve. And I just know that Walt Disney would roll in his grave before a network bearing his name had a good Christian Bitches debuting. I find it very
offensive. No offense, but he wouldn't approve of the soaps either. I mean, that wasn't what the soap opera genre is not something that he would have been interested in either. Just what it is, you know. I mean, I wouldn't let my kids watch the soaps. You know, I mean, because they have some racy stuff that goes on there. So that's, you know, as far as the family thing is concerned, it's you could argue that point too. So
if I could just let me tell you my own story very quickly. I'm sorry. I'm a longtime soap fan, and, you know, I know that there are some very racy things on soaps, but I grew up in a very small southern town during the era of segregation. I literally went to a doctor's office that had a separate waiting room for African Americans. I went to a school that was not integrated until I was in the third grade. I lived that life of a southern young woman who had no role models that went to college or had careers or anything like that. And it was because I watched soaps from a very early, I mean, I can't take this away from the soaps, because they showed me powerful women. And they showed me role models.
I'm not saying they don't have redeeming value. I'm just saying that there are racy things in there, and that the family thing is, you know, you could argue that the soaps are not necessarily generated towards family. That's all I was saying.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you, the lady who doesn't want to boycott ABC, do you think it's right for Disney to make a movie for children to watch, to teach them, that we're teaching the children to lie? Pinocchio lies. There was one, Cinderella, that had seven men. What does that teach our children?
Pinocchio pays. Pinocchio pays for lying, and it does teach them not to lie.
Okay, and what about Cinderella?
Cinderella doesn't lie.
But she, wasn't it her that had seven dwarfs?
Snow White.
Okay.
She didn't lie either.
There's a lot of Disney movies out there that they promote the children to watch. And then we wonder why our kids today are like they are.
From the cartoons?
Yes. There's a lot of them.
Well, I think there are other things in the general media, pop media that are worse for children than the Disney cartoons.
Exactly.
But that's just,
yeah.
I think the Disney cartoons, especially the early ones, had very good morals, and they were teaching a lesson, and they were saying that you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that. So, but anyways.
Yeah.
Are y'all playing music now?
No. We are all still here.
Somebody's
the music
playing music.
Is just...
Something's playing music.
Okay, who's playing music?
Because it's coming through the computer.
I don't hear anything.
No music.
I hear
on
like
phone.
A TV. It seems like a TV I hear.
No, it's on this computer. I can't figure out where it's coming from. It's on your page.
Okay.
Are you running out of time?
Okay, now I can hear that.
Oh, the feedback?
Yeah,
it's gone.
I can hear it.
It's gone now.
Yeah, you can't hear who's talking on the radio because some music took over.
Carly, I just wanted to call in and just, you know, say thanks to everybody and thanks for asking me to come by. And I think that everybody has to, you know, has to look at the situation and decide what they can do individually to make a difference. And I don't think the boycott is for everyone. And I don't think people have to boycott Disney World necessarily. But, you know, I do think the only language the current board of Disney understands is money. And so I'm focused on ways to affect their dollars. Because regardless of how cheap these shows are to produce, they can't get them on the air without advertising and affiliate cooperation.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think it's the advertising you have to hit.
I do too.
The advertising is really where it's at, and if you hit the advertising, like I have a great respect for Hoover Mail because they took a real stand.
Yeah.
And if you could get more of the advertisers to take a stand like that, that's where you're going to hit them. It's the advertising. I don't think it's necessarily if people boycott Disney World or Disneyland that's going to hit them. You know, that's a completely different thing. But it's the advertising. They need to hit the advertisers. I think.
The reason the boycotting of the ABC primetime lineup is important is because ABC, an unnamed executive in ABC last week, told Broadcast Magazine that their advertisers were primarily focused on the primetime lineup.
Right, and most
of the advertisers that bought in the primetime lineup also bought in the daytime lineup, just kind of as a matter of a package.
Right.
It is important in some respects that we show as much organization and power as possible with regard to the primetime lineup, because we need advertisers to realize, you know what, no daytime, no primetime.
No primetime. And the thing that the reason I want to hit the advertisers is because I have a real bug up my butt about the whole demographic thing. I think the demographic thing has ruined all TV.
Yep.
It's not just ABC, it's across the board. And the fact that I'm 39 years old, and the fact that I still feel like I'm young, and I'm still viable, and to say that, you know, we want the 18 to 34 year olds is ridiculous, because quite frankly, I mean, the 18 year olds, half of them are probably still having mommy and daddy buy them crap.
Yeah.
And you know, the 34 year olds are pretty much, you know, their mind is already set. I know mine was when I was 34 years old. And TV, you know, a commercial, I think most commercials are stupid, so they don't affect me in wanting to go out and buy something anyways. And so I have a real problem with the demographics. So if we could hit, you know, if you could hit the advertising, that would really make me happy.
I think that's the where the main focus lies. But I think that we have to demonstrate our strength to the advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
In contacting them and in showing them we can up soap ratings and we can down primetime ratings.
Right.
So however you guys want to play. I just turned 50, so I'm next to worthless as far as these advertisers
and
Disney are
concerned. Right, and I have a real problem with that. I have a real problem with that, because let's be honest, the majority of people who watch soaps are those of us who are older. You know, and even on college campuses, they're huge. And, you know, and the fact that they belittle the soap fans as just being these, you know, fat housewives who sit home and eat bonbons all day. And or then the other argument is, well, it's women working and they're not home to watch their soaps anymore, but yet they DVR them. I mean, it's just how they classify women is just, you know, it's disgusting.
And most women hold the purse strings in this country.
Right, exactly.
And they don't acknowledge that. And
the
other thing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The fact of it is most soap fans are very, very intelligent. They're intelligent women. They're professionals.
Exactly.
But they don't tell you that part. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was just going to mention that another reason I feel that their focus on the younger demographic is so misplaced is because of our economy. Most people in their 20s and 30s right now are facing a terrible credit crunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult for them to get credit to do anything.
Right.
And many of them are facing, you know, terrible unemployment situations. And it's really, at this point, the older end of the spectrum that
has
the disposable income.
Exactly.
And yet we're just completely ignored. I think it brings to light a whole lot of issues. And the one thing I've been most proud of is how many soap fans I have seen actually reading Disney Incorporated's financial statements and really empowering themselves in ways that I've never seen fans empower themselves before. And if nothing else comes of it, I'm proud of that. You know, I mean, I think people are really educating themselves.
You know, we're tired of being talked down to, and we're tired of being marginalized, being put into categories because they don't know anything about us. You know, they don't know us personally. They don't know how we live our lives. They don't know the things that interest us. And just to generalize, people who watch soap operas, when soap fans are such a broad spectrum of our population. We're all different. We all come from different walks of life. We all have, you know, we all have different income areas. You know, we're in different incomes and things like that. And just generalize us. It disgusts me. And to
say that women are at work and not at home, and then to go and put on a cooking show.
Right. Exactly.
For the little homemakers they think are at home, is just doubly offensive to me.
Right, right. Really
I agree.
I don't like being generalized. I don't like being put into a category when they don't know anything about me. And I have a lot of interests, and I don't sit home and eat bonbons. I work for a living.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I would love to be able to sit home and eat bonbons. But unfortunately, I can't. So, that's what ticks me off. But the whole demographic thing really has bugged me for a very long time. Even when I was that age, it bugged me.
I think this is a good time to get through to advertisers.
By the way, my switchboard totally disappeared. So I cannot be in this album. So if, like, anyone is in this album, to say that we are having a show on Monday, Friday, and we are going to talk until Blog Talk decides by English little person.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But, no, I support you guys, you have to find your own way. You have to do whatever you feel comfortable enough doing. And it's not, I'm not trying to be belligerent and saying, oh, well, I'm just not boycotting this or this. I'm just, what I'm saying is my life doesn't revolve around Disney. So it's not like everything I do is based around Disney. You know, I'm just saying that if I want to go to Disney World, I should be allowed to go to Disney World and not have, you know, not feel guilty about it.
Right.
But, you know, everybody has to find their own way. And if boycotting is how you feel that you need to do it, then that's what you need to do. And don't let anybody tell you any differently. But if somebody feels that boycotting is not their way, they should, too, be given the same respect. And that's all I was trying to say.
I agree. And I think there are a menu of options out there now for people to participate in ways that are comfortable to them. And to be honest, the parks and recreation division of Disney is the least, it's the area that we would least be able to impact because of all of their international revenue in that area.
Right.
What I've looked at is, you know, soap fans are finite in number, but we can leverage advertisers and affiliates and cable and satellite providers to help in our fight, and it's not just our voice, because they won't listen to us. We know that now. They've told us on their answering machines that they're deleting our messages, but they still take calls from advertisers, affiliates, and cable satellite providders. So I think that those are the areas that I have focused on personally, because I think they give us some leverage that otherwise we don't have in any of the other revenue streams that Disney has, if that makes sense.
Right, exactly. And it's like you said, I mean, if anything good comes out of this, it'll be that people are
taking an interest. And it maybe it's sad it took this to happen to get them to take an interest in it.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, at least they're taking an interest. But like I said, yeah. I've had a problem with the advertising thing for a very long time. And that's my area. I have a real problem with that.
And I think that's a very powerful area to focus on, because it doesn't just affect us with these soaps. It affects us in the upper end of the age bracket on every single thing we look at on television. So if we can get a message through to them now, maybe they will rethink that position in the future.
Well, what gets me is that you look at a network like CBS, which is been known primarily to be more geared towards the older generation with their shows, and they're the number one network on television. Yet that's, you know, they get the overall best ratings for their shows,
yep.
But that's looked down upon because the advertisers want the demographics. So
yep.
They break mm-hmm. how they break these ratings down. The rating system totally goes. It's totally foreign to me. I don't get it. It's high math, and I'm not good with math. But anyways, the way they break it down is, well, this show did better because even though it didn't get the most viewers, it had the better demographic. And that's what ticks me off. I'm like, if
yeah.
I were an advertiser, I'd want to be on the show that gets the most viewers. That's how I think. I would think logically, you know what I mean?
Me too.
That to me makes sense. Why would you want to be on a show that didn't have as many viewers as you possibly could get? You know what I mean?
I agree.
So I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't get it. And you know, that's why, you know, I thought Franz should have gotten fired, going back to Franz, but I thought Franz should have gotten fired when he said that only people in the nursing homes watch Young and the Restless.
It makes me so angry.
I was like,
oh, yeah.
What the hell are you talking about? I'm nowhere near a nursing home, and I watch Young and the Restless. So, you know, screw you.
I watch Young and the Restless.
He's made some
what?
Horrible comments to women. He's made some horrible comments
yes,
about
he
women.
Has. Yes.
And some people even think, and I don't know this for a fact, but I know that Jamie Giddens and several others have alluded to Franz's way of doing business has forced some of ABC's older stars to get butchering plastic surgeries.
Well, it wasn't just
yep.
Franz, it was Jill Ferrin Phelps, too. And as
yeah.
a woman,
yeah.
I mean, she's the one that said Jamie Francis was fat. And
yep.
she was the one that basically drove Jamie Francis off the show. And
yep.
she's just as much to blame mm-hmm. as anybody else. You know, Guza, I mean, I could go on with my problems with Guza, but Guza's not, he's just out there. He's weird in a whole different way. But, you know, then Phelps, I mean, yeah, Phelps and Franz are, but they're just bigots.
And Franz made his awful comment about Kathy Breyer, which I find
right,
very
exactly.
offensive.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he told Jacqueline Zeman that nobody wanted to see, you know, 40 and 50-year-old women having sex. Nobody
well, that
wanted
woman
to see them in romantic.
Something to her face. I mean, you can tell she's had plastic surgery because she don't even look like
and
the way the whole
body
no,
is.
She had the worst plastic surgery.
And I think that's
I mean,
who they were talking
good.
About. That somebody like a Jacqueline Zeman was basically told that they were no longer appealing.
Attractive, right.
As
uh-huh.
an older, you know, a little bit older actress, more mature actress. And it may have prompted them to have, you know, plastic surgery that is just irrevocable.
Yeah, and it wasn't
you know,
a very good plastic surgery.
That's Hollywood. I mean, that's not just Franz. That's Hollywood. I mean, you look at women, you know, the older a woman gets, other than Meryl Streep, the older a woman gets, she doesn't get the roles that her younger counterparts get. And even those
yep.
aren't that great. I mean, women roles are not that great in Hollywood, let's be honest. And, you know, when it is a good role, you have all these actresses of a certain age fighting for these roles. And so, I mean, Meryl Streep is, because she's you know, she's the greatest actress living right now. She doesn't have the same problems as her counterparts. But,
you know, you don't see Susan Sarandon in the roles that she used to get, and you don't see Goldie Hawn in the roles that she used to get, and you don't see who are some of the, her other contemporaries. You know, you don't see them in the role because they don't, they're just not offered like they used to be. And so it's all of Hollywood. It's all of Hollywood. There is a chauvinistic attitude in Hollywood that the older you get as a woman, the less appealing you are, the less people are going to want to go see you in a movie. And some of these actresses are able to counterpart it into getting character parts, you know, because you see they're no longer the leading lady, but they get the
right.
the more showy parts.
Yeah.
And so it's not just it's what he has said and the statements he has made him, you know, he's just a bigot as far as I'm concerned. But it's
like
all
he's some
kind of
prize. Like he's some
kind
of prize.
Oh, he's ugly.
Bit.
I
really?
Mean, he is fugly, and he, you know, oh my God, you know, whatever. But yeah,
but I
can't stand any ugly man who criticizes women. Any ugly man who's going to go and call women fat or criticize their looks, I'm sitting here going, you don't have any room to talk.
Yeah,
program,
I mean, come on.
You know, that's a male thing.
Come
they
on,
want,
Fonz,
they want
you.
Their attractive women.
Fonz, you're not the most
He programs a cooking show followed by a weight loss show. It's ridiculous.
Yep. Oh, so basically, Nesson had a cook today. And now I'm like, okay, what you just cooked is bad for you, and why did you, you know, come on.
Yeah.
You know what, I'm sorry, but you should never have a weight loss, so during the day it might depress people.
I think it's offensive to have a cooking show followed by a weight loss show.
Weight loss show.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's America, you know, I mean, we're weight obsessed. You know, you look at, you watch, you know, if you watch any of the entertainment shows, you know, and we're a celebrity-obsessed culture, and they seem to have these perfect bodies, even though they're starving themselves, not all of them, but some of them. And, you know, I mean, it's just, it's the culture we live in, unfortunately. It's the culture that we live in. And the majority of Americans are, you know, overweight. I mean, that's just a statistic. And I mean, I'm not watching those shows. I have no intention of watching those shows. They don't even, I mean, I'm not going to watch a show that's called Chew. Who the hell is that?
I know.
I'm telling you, The View.
Following
Chew.
The View.
The Chew.
You know,
definitely
hot
show.
The
View.
Know, I mean,
the Chew.
Whatever.
The Chew.
I know.
But,
whoever thought of a name of The Chew? That
right.
is weird.
The same
it's
people that were smoking
name.
When they canceled the soaps. It's the same people who were smoking
name.
Something.
I know. Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care if it is Mario Batali. I think that's who's going to be on it. But and he's a chef and everything. I don't care that he's on it. I'm not watching it. You know,
I'm
and
not
I'm not
either.
Watching. I mean, I don't watch any of those reality
network
shows.
That was about food. That was about food. I thought there was a network called the Food Network.
There is.
There is.
When I left the message for Miss Sweeney, I approached the voice, the message as a business, you know, like you're at a business meal, I mean, business meeting, and, you know, it was your time to speak. And I said something about that. I said, I'm in the demographics of 18 and 49. I'm 29 years old. I grew up watching soaps. Like, soaps are a part of my, you know, my life, as well as my family. Like, that's something that has bonded us together, you know, as well as other people. And, you know, yeah, there was a period where I did, you know, stop watching. I stopped watching for a little bit. But even when I wasn't watching, I was still somehow connected. You see what I'm saying? Like,
oh, I am
exactly,
too.
Exactly, you were.
I'm still connected
I would be talking to my grandfather, and my grandfather was like, well, oh, you missed it on Today on All My Children. And I'm like, oh, what happened? Like, and he was coming. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, what happens next? And then I'm like, okay, he just told me something big. I have to watch it. So I would watch it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, oh, my gosh, okay, I can't watch it anymore. Like, I'm going to give it up again. And then it would be like a spoiler, like somebody would tell you. And now it's like, and I have had the honor and the pleasure to meet most of the actors from All My Children and from Wild Life Will Live and as well Terrence and Guy Light. So to me, and they haven't, and they're not just like people that I will just like, you know, say hi to. I mean, like, I'm literally like cool with some of them.
Yeah.
To the point, you know, like, I'm going to be seeing them next week, you know, next week after this and that. And they become a part of your family.
Yeah,
and
I know.
The thing that killed me was Brian Franz, and he has always been on my number one list since he killed Santa Barbara.
No, God. Don't get
Santa
Barbara.
Santa Barbara. And looking at something
Santa
really funny.
Santa Barbara was a great show.
And I'm
going to
ask you guys if you see a pattern with this, okay, in just a minute. But when he had made the comment about why do you think Guy Light was canceled? And he had made a comment saying, well, you know, a soap like Guy on Light has lost its edge and nobody cares about that show and da-da-da-da. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Like, okay, you're going to really go there because, you know, some of the actors that came from Guy on Light worked for you over on the ABC soap.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, okay. And then recently, I don't know, I saw something, the daughter-in-law of the creators of General Hospital, who was the creator of Santa Barbara, and
I don't remember. I don't know.
Well, has anybody talked about, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but has anybody, you were just saying of the creators of GH, has anybody talked about the lawsuit?
Oh, God, no, we haven't.
That's what I was getting to, the lawsuit.
Okay, go ahead then, keep going.
Well, what I find really interesting, first and foremost, I didn't even know that they were related, the creators, you know, of General Hospital, and I think it's, what, the sixth generation, the daughter-in-law or something like that. But I didn't know that they were related. So, anyway, it's something with the fact that there was a contract that if anything that ABC does with General Hospital, such as, like, books, like the Spinelli books and Robin books, that it would be, I might be wrong on this, 10%, maybe more, was supposed to be given back to the estate. And haven't done that.
Wow.
Yeah, they have not done that within like 10 years or something like that, or maybe more. So she is filing a lawsuit against ABC, Brian Franz.
Really?
Bill, yeah, because it clearly states in the contract that anything evolving with General Hospital, period.
Yeah.
Is to go back within to the estate of the creators of that show.
Okay.
So my whole thing was, I'm noticing that this is like full circle. She created Santa Barbara, okay? Brian
really?
Brian killed Santa Barbara.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. Isn't it?
General Hospital, and I really am hoping, like I said, I said this before, General Hospital is ABC's last hope.
Yes, exactly. Yep. It is.
And look who's running that ship.
I know.
The three people who was also responsible for the demise of Santa Barbara.
I go figure. Isn't that, I know, really.
I was gonna say, full circle, people.
I know.
I never knew that. Because Jill Farren Phelps has ruined every show that she's ever been on.
Isn't it?
Another World Canceled.
Oh, God, Another World
Canceled. She ruined Guiding Light.
I know.
She ruined Guiding Light. She ruined One Life to Live almost when she broke up with Nora.
Where are they getting these? Why don't they just bring in new people or something?
Because they don't want to.
Fond and Phelps spoke together over NBC. So, you know, it killed me that, wait a moment. You know, yeah, we want to get rid of Fond, but, you know, on some level, we need to get rid of Phelps, too. I mean, it's
we
like...
We really need to get rid of all three of them.
I mean, it's like...
I know they've murdered.
They've murdered our shows. They've completely demurdered
them. I'm not
sure.
I don't trust Guza either. I mean, I know he created Liz and Jason, but the
man
is just, he's run out of ideas.
I know.
He's bored.
You can tell.
He's bored. And
I
just think that they need to get new blood. But unfortunately, the soap genre just doesn't want to bring new blood in.
It's a rating time deal. And Franz blamed the ratings, right? So that, but...
Yeah.
if the quality had been there in the first place, after Franz came in, I think there'd still be a lot more people watching. Because I know I'd totally be glued to the screen if the quality was better. I wouldn't have taken AMC or General Hospital off my DVR. There would be a lot of people going back to the show if the creative was just brought back completely different, get rid of many people.
You know, everything I said about being, you know, I'm so far removed from the soaps. If Jason and Elizabeth were happened tomorrow, you know I'd be right back there.
Yeah,
I know I can't put it all on one couple, but I'm just saying that,
help. It could help. It could be a start
of
something really good for General Hospital.
Patrick and Robin.
Yeah,
well, we have the Patrick and Robin.
Well, I don't care about Patrick and Robin. All I care about are Jason and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Well, you know what? There's 5 couples that on General Hospital. If General Hospital was really to, like, start again, there's 5 couples that they need to, like, to write for. Like, correctly, not rewrite history.
Yeah.
And everything. Jason and Liz, 1.
Yeah.
Luke and Laura, 2.
Yeah.
And that was the problem. That was the major milestone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Luke and Laura.
That idea, you know. And then, like, right now, I'm upset. I'm a little offended how they rewrote Luke as an alcoholic. Now,
I know.
He has had a drink. And if we all, you know, if General Hoffman was smart, see, this is where creativity should be flowing.
Yeah.
If you're going to have Luke going through this, there's only one other person other than Lucky who can actually confront him. But guess what? She's on Young and the Restless now.
Yeah, I know, huh?
And she's married
Bobby.
To Robert Scorpio.
And Bobby, too. And Bobby, too.
Sister Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby, too, as well. I know.
I mean, well, personally speaking, like, it's just, like, the way that they, on General Hospital, they write is, like,
but you know what?
They really think that the people don't remember. Like, the whole street that Jake was hit on.
I know. It was a cul-de-sac. Wasn't it a cul-de-sac?
It was Lockton, which is Brownstone. It's like literally Brownstone Street. It's Lockton, and I got offended by that. then you have the whole thing about, you know, oh my God, it was so much going on that week that I was so upset. Like, where the heck is Elizabeth's mom and her dad? Like, this is the story. See, this is what really kicks me, is that, okay, you having a child grieving the loss of her child, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, you're going to have, you know, the various sides of this whole story. You know, you have the biological father who, you know, feels that maybe if he didn't do this, he would still be alive. You have Lucky who, you know, he's feeling all upset, but at the same time he's dealing with the fact of his father being an alcoholic. Then, you know, you have all this, and it goes back to Elizabeth. You have Stephen, congratulations. Where's Audrey? Where's Sarah? Where's Dad? Where's Mom? Like, let's tap into Elizabeth's story. Will they do it? No.
No.
Why?
No,
because they can't think. It's just so
no,
much
because they're told that there's 4 characters that they're supposed to tell stories about, and that's it.
Okay, but Elizabeth is a character who has a rich family history.
Right,
yeah.
But she's not
that,
one of those 4 characters that Franz cares about.
Right.
Like, right now, he's about to get rid of, if the rumors is true, about Nicholas. If they do that, then you know it's just going to be a one-day episode, and that's it.
And everybody will mourn for about 5 minutes, and then they'll all go on with their lives.
And then go. Exactly. He is, like, one of the last Cassadines, like, true Cassadines.
Going back
to
the loose. An alcoholic. I don't remember when Luke was a real. Was he an alcoholic all these years?
No,
or
he was not.
Just,
well,
no,
well, you could
argue
that he was.
I never saw him drink
things.
And
he was
drunk.
Things.
He was drunk the night he raped Laura.
Okay, but I never saw him drunk throughout the years.
I know, but
he was not an alcoholic. I never
he
saw
was
believe
not
me.
Drunk.
Believe me, I know what
they
I was. My
said,
my dad
they
was.
They never
my
said he
sister.
Was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
He always
may have had
a
drink here and there.
They just threw that
in there. I just don't understand. I mean, it's good acting. Don't get me wrong, between Jonathan and Tony, and I appreciate
probably why they wrote it.
I'm glad they showed that scene where, you know, they reconnected, because that was probably my favorite Jonathan and Tony scenes ever.
Really?
When they were talking.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll go YouTube it then.
Yeah, I mean, it was like to see, because that was like 99. That scene.
Yeah.
It was Jonathan's last, like one of his last episodes on the show before he left.
I tell you, the scenes where they relive the rape, those were some powerful scenes.
Was it?
Yeah,
no.
When Lucky found out what happened, when he relived the rape with Laura, when Lucky found out. And
yeah, when
Luke was telling the story about what happened, those were some powerful scenes.
Yeah. Uh huh.
They were intermixed with the flashback.
Well, Elizabeth,
it was very powerful. Very powerful. Tony Curry is a really good actor. He's a really good actor.
I just.
But the thing of it is, he did not hit Jake. Their storyline that they did put too many damn holes in it, and let's call a spade a spade. You know, they made Anthony Gay out to be the drunk. You know, years ago, let's make him out to be a rapist. So now, let's make him out to be a drunk. No, that's a little too much.
But you know the story of why you got, maybe you're too young. The reason, okay, the history of Luke and Laura is a very interesting history. Luke
mm-hmm.
was brought on to be a – he was only brought on to be a temporary character.
Yeah, I
brought
remember
on with
him.
The Frank Smith stuff. And he was supposed – they were going to have him rape Laura, and then he was going to go off to jail. But because people saw the chemistry between Tony and Jeannie, and they became the most famous soap couple in history,
they had to change it.
And so they tried to backpedal, and they said it was a seduction and not a rape.
Yeah.
Because he was never supposed to be a main character.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show you, because this was Gloria Monty, and God bless her. I wish she was still alive. I wish she was still running General
God,
Hospital.
She's probably going around a grave right now.
Yeah, but
well,
there's a lot of
people. If people saw chemistry between two actors, they'd throw the storyboard out and she would go with it. She went with what the fans wanted.
Yes.
Now, that's what happened with AJ. When Sean Kanan was playing AJ, and I loved AJ and Julia. Do you remember AJ and Julia?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, there was a scene between them in the doorway. He had gone over and I forget what happened, but anyways, there was a scene in the doorway. And there was such a spark between them that the fans were like, ooh, interesting. And that's why
really?
They ended up going with AJ and Julia, yeah. And she was executive producer at that time. So she was like, well, we need to follow the fans because they obviously see something here. So
exactly. She listened to what we wanted, and she heard us loud and clear.
You know?
Oh, my God.
She saved GH because GH
was on the verge of cancellation.
They were on the verge of cancellation at that time.
She had like 6 months or something to get it, turn it around.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow, she did an amazing job because look at it now. Well, look at what it was then. I shouldn't say look at it now because it sucks now, but, you know.
She's rolling over in her grave seeing what happened to her baby.
I know.
You know. I'm glad she didn't to see it.
But who could come in and save? There's got to be an executive or somebody.
He did it to One Life to Live. He saved One Life to Live.
Yeah, he did.
Who's that?
He's the executive producer of One Life to Live.
Oh, yeah. God, too bad he couldn't do dub. But he's in New York. That's New York, and GH is in California. But too bad he just.
He can always move.
I can
just stop that show on the budget. He's got characters that we care about. He brought Bo and Nora back together.
Yes.
You know
when the Vicky went, I was clapping. I was when Vicky was the episode last week with Vicky. I was crying and I was clapping because I was like, Vicky, you are. Come on, get together. Get your. I was like, wow. Especially the last scene. When she was like brought them together herself, you know, she got out of it.
Yeah.
She brought all of her three alters together, or her two alters together, and what she had said, what she had said there, I was like, wow, great, what a coincidence. That's line and what's happening now. You know, I just was crying. I just like, oh my god, that was the best performance so far today,
well,
you know.
Slezak is such a good actor.
She's the
she's
best.
She's so good.
Isn't her father, Victor Slezak, isn't he? He's a,
he's
an
actor. Walter.
Walter Slezak. I'm sorry, Walter Slezak, yeah.
Yeah, he's an actor. There's an
he
old,
died.
The older
there's
dinner, an old,
yeah.
He's so funny. There's an old Rock Hudson movie with Tina Lola Bridges that's called Come September with Sondra Bee and Bobby Darin. And he's the butler.
Oh, really?
Rock Hudson's butler. It's so funny in that
aww.
Movie.
Yeah. What's gonna? I just feel so sorry. You know, she's been on. It's just so sad. It's like, you know.
I know. I just celebrated
years.
Her. Yeah.
40 years on AMC, One Life to Live.
Amazing. And six Emmys? Is it six Emmys that she has?
Yep, six.
I mean, come on now. Like, really? Really, ABC? Really? Come on now.
I know. It's like, and Brian Franz, I'm sure he thought it was going to go, I'm sure he thought it was just going to go under the radar. So he didn't, probably didn't think it was going to be a fan reaction like this. You know, he probably thought it was going to last a couple of days.
Well, no, I'm sure they thought there was going to be a reaction. I just don't think they thought it was going to last as long as it has.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm sure they didn't think it was going to last like this.
I think
yeah.
it's kind of like with the Becky thing happened, you know. They really didn't think, because it's like he made a comment that, oh, it'll die down. You know, give it a couple of weeks, it'll die down. And so he just doesn't know.
He doesn't know the soap fans. He does not
right.
know what we are like. He doesn't
know
that.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
Yeah,
he doesn't know that we're dedicated soap fans.
You know,
we've been around a lot longer.
It's
you
very
know?
Hard to deal with as someone who doesn't care.
Isn't it, though? I know.
But I don't think he thought that fans would go straight after their pocketbook.
I don't think he knew that. Yeah. Yeah.
You know
and I'm sure it was a slap in their face when Hoover said, I'm not going to.
They
don't
show
anymore.
You know, they
I
flew
know.
In 25 advertisers last week to preview the Chew and the Revolution to try to shore up support for them.
Really?
They brought in 25 advertisers last week because of the hell we've been raising.
Really?
Yeah.
They
yeah,
did?
Yeah, because, yeah, their upfront meetings are May 17th. And that is when at their upfront meetings, May 17th, at the Lincoln Center, is when they preview their fall schedule, daytime
oh
and prime
God.
Time.
Oh
and instead
God.
Of waiting to preview them there, they brought in 25 advertisers and media buyers last week to try to shore up support for just the Chew and the Revolution. So, yeah. And, you know, they brought, they put... Susan Lucci on Dancing with the Stars tonight.
Oh, they did? Oh, my
oh,
God.
Really?
Yeah.
They did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they had her on
that.
There, and somebody said that they showed her so many times you'd have thought she was dancing. Of course, I
did
didn't watch it.
Did they do that for a reason to the daytime see people go watch her on primetime on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes, they did it because
well,
it
really,
oh, my
I mean,
God.
I'm
we're
kind of
smart.
Respect for,
he
I'm kind
thinks
of
we're stupid. He thinks we're
yeah,
stupid.
But
we're
I'm
not
losing
gonna
respect for her. I'm well,
he
yeah.
thinks we're trained dogs. He thinks
we're
trained
dogs.
Yeah,
we're going to do
mean,
what he says.
She's been with all my children since the beginning, and she's going to play into their hands like that. Give me a break.
I know.
You know, I don't. I have. Well, I don't, first of all, I'm not a big Susan Lucci fan. I never have been. But that's a whole other story. But
okay.
But I at least admired her for the fact that she stayed with all my children all that years. But
yeah.
now she's playing. Give me a break, woman. Give me a break. You,
know,
you should be much more
and it
upset
wasn't,
about this.
I think that she found out, you know, I don't think there was a lot of warning for her that she was going to be
I know, I didn't mean
to Dancing with the Stars. She sent a tweet this afternoon that she was going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh my God.
And I'm
yeah,
sure,
probably.
I'm sure they're scrambling because they've got word about this boycott and they're seeing some declines here and there
yeah,
in their ratings.
Dancing with the Stars, the first week that we boycotted, or well, that it was boycotted, I don't watch that show, was down 29% or something. And that's a big drop. You know, for the season or for the spring season or whatever. So that,
well,
that was a... Huh?
We can't really topple a show like Dancing with the Stars, but we can chink at their armor at
yeah,
a show
that's
like
Dancing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was actually really proud because, you know, for a big show like that, that's a bit, you know, that's a drop for them.
It was,
you know,
their
what I mean?
It was their season low. It was their worst
season low. I know. So that proved, that was just proof that we matter. The daytime audience matters, and we're going to make a point, and we made it. We're making it with them.
So
well,
now he thinks that he can bring Susan Lucci on.
What's
well,
that?
They had to have known the daytime audience mattered because that's the only reason that Kelly Monaco won Dances with the Stars the first season.
I know.
Okay,
you know what?
You know what?
You know what?
Voted
do
for
not
her
even
too.
Bring that up. Do not even bring that up because
yeah.
I was the idiot that voted for that bitch, okay?
Well, I'm
so,
just saying that,
no,
saying
actually,
that they had to have known
true.
That the daytime
yeah.
audience mattered.
I know.
I mean, give me a break. Them to
yeah.
say that it didn't matter. That's the only reason she won.
Yes.
And then people were
saying
that they had voted for her because when they realized what it meant to General Hospital, they were like,
oh,
why the hell did I vote for her?
You know? Yes.
They know we matter. They just didn't think we'd mobilize.
Audrey, that's funny. Maybe
well,
if we would have known it was meant for
like,
General Hospital, we would have voted for her.
Because of the soap fans, and they were like,
yeah.
oh, God, why'd we
I didn't vote for her, so I don't feel bad.
Okay,
you know what?
You know
what? I voted for Arnold Schwarzenegger, so you know I did something bad for
yeah,
California.
That kind
but,
of.
That kind of.
What? You voted for
that
your,
kind
I
of. Voted for Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was becoming the governor in California, but I don't think I didn't know what he was going to do. I mean, he was coming
well,
to
no,
set somebody
I mean,
else.
I think that I don't think it was necessarily Schwarzenegger. I think California just has problems.
Yeah,
I think whoever
we
was
still
in
have problems
have
with the
through.
New governor in, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that California was going to get screwed. I mean, you guys voted, there were things on the ballot that you guys voted for. You have nobody to blame, but not. I'm not saying you, but Californians
I know.
Have nobody to
That's
blame.
That's why I don't like to go vote sometimes, because I don't even know what the heck I'm voting for.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
if I vote for it, is it going to screw?
There's things on the ballot y'all voted for. I mean, even he said that y'all voted for this. It's your own fault.
Okay.
Did he really say that?
Did
well,
it?
I
don't know.
That he said that, but, it,
but
he,
I'm sure he's probably thinking
like,
about it.
You know,
y'all voted
I mean,
for me.
Yeah.
So
voted
what are you complaining about?
Well, it's
yeah.
not him. It was things that were on the ballot, and y'all
yeah,
and
that's
California
true.
Voted for it. It's like, well, what do you want me to do about it? You voted for this stuff.
Wow. Yeah, I don't even remember what I voted for. I can't remember an incident that happened years ago. I
there
can't
was
even...
things he couldn't change because they had been it had been voted on. That's what I'm trying
yeah.
to get at. There was things that he couldn't do as governor because they were on the ballot.
Yeah.
And they won.
I'm not a very
so...
political person, so I don't know what the heck I vote for sometimes.
Well, I am a political person.
Are
That's
you really?
People in my life, yeah, I'm a very political
yeah.
person. Yeah, I mean, he didn't say this stuff. I'm just saying there
I know,
things on
no.
the ballot. I don't
He's
even live
probably,
in California, but you watch
yeah.
the news and you know what you can get general gist of it. But basically it was things that, you know, he was being blamed for things that he couldn't change because they were on the ballot and they had been voted on.
Yeah, yeah.
By the public, so.
Yeah, I know. It's like political everywhere, political in real life and political in
Well,
you know,
well, politics
so,
is everywhere. I mean,
I know, isn't it though?
You have
I,
to follow
I,
it because you have to be on top of what these idiots do. You know, I mean, you have.
But when
to.
I try, but when I get into political conversation, I try to. I'm not very political, so I try to get out of it. You know, I'm like, I'm not going to go
yeah.
there with you. You have your opinion, and I'm not going to state mine because it'll just become very big or whatever. You know.
Well,
I come from
a
very yeah, I know
politics. My mom and I are
yeah.
so different. I mean, and
yeah.
he's like, well, I can't talk to you about this because you're going to be, you know, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, become bigger than you want.
Yeah.
So,
all
right,
my more liberal than she is.
Okay.
I have to run. I have
yeah,
to run.
I think my phone's going to go dead right now.
Thank you so much for
yeah,
letting me come
Yeah, mine too, Bradley. Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
Come back anytime.
But
you guys, Bradley and I
guys.
Are having a so.
Yeah.
We are having it so fun tonight because I'm leaving Saturday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning where I have to be available 2 hours ahead. So, yeah, we are having it so fun tonight.
Okie
dokie.
Okay.
Well, I'm
Thanks,
really.
Guys.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye. I'm going to hang up now because my phone's going dead.
Okay.
Night. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, babe.